Measure Up Podcast, Episode 27, A Continuous Improvement Philosophy. G'day and welcome. This is Stacey Barr here, Performance Measure Specialist of StaceyBarr.com, and I am your host for this Measure Up podcast. My passion is about making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organization or business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about a continuous improvement philosophy, our practical tip is, why do you measure performance? We'll help Measure Up subscriber Andy answer his question about, do you keep measuring after reaching your goal? And we'll wrap up with a few links about target setting to drive continuous improvement. Well, call me a measurement nerd, but I really do love to measure stuff. You know already, unless you subscribed just recently, and if so, welcome, that I measure my running performance. Do you measure and monitor anything outside of work, like your fitness, weight loss, savings, housework productivity, your child's height, that kind of thing? If you do, it's probably because you're interested to see if it's changing for the better, moving closer to that state you want it to be or that it should be. One of the KPIs on my running dashboard, which I showed you some of last issue, is my 10K times. I hope you don't laugh too loudly when I tell you this, but my stretch target is 38 minutes. I would really love to keep up with Rena, my coach, who is still quite fast and competes at the elite level. It's kind of okay to laugh at this goal because for almost my whole life, I found it a challenge to run 10 kilometers in under 55 minutes. And I'm not getting any younger, but while ever I see continuous improvements in my 10K race times, and while ever running is still important to me, why shouldn't I keep trying to get faster? There's so much more satisfaction in striving for and achieving running goals, more satisfaction than in just running for running's sake. And I think this can apply to lots of different lifestyle goals. It's a good example of measuring performance for the purpose of continuous improvement. But there are a few different reasons people measure performance, particularly in a work context, and not all of them are good. So for this episode's practical tip, let's discuss a handful of reasons why people find themselves involved in measuring performance and ponder if their reasons have anything to do with how well they do it. But firstly, I would like to invite you to a free webinar. Without hesitation, I can say the primary reason that people struggle to find meaningful performance measures is that their strategy is poorly designed and poorly articulated. In other words, their goals and objectives are not clear enough, not sensible enough, not specific enough to be measurable in a meaningful way. So join me on November 22nd when I interview Balance Scorecard Master Professional Dr. Michael Court of Balance Scorecard Australia. We'll find out what it takes to design a strategy that is measure-worthy and measurable. The webinar is called Is Your Strategy Strong Enough to Measure Meaningfully? And you can register at stacybarr.com/webinars/strongstrategyrego.html. That's stacybarr.com/webinars/strongstrategyrego.html. Now you can register for free, and registration on that webpage I just read out will guarantee you access to the replay if you can't join us live. You can join us live if you wish, but we have a limit of 100 places for the live event. So you have an option to register a second time for the live event also if you want to. But I would encourage you to only register for the live event if you know you're going to be able to join us live. Otherwise, somebody might miss out. But when you just register on that webpage, stacybarr.com/webinars strong.com/strongstrategyredjoe, you will automatically get access to the replay when it's ready. Now, though, is our practical tip for this episode, why do you measure performance? You can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. Management gurus like Peter Drucker have long since put to bed the idea that measuring performance really does improve performance significantly more than if you don't measure. But this isn't the reason driving most people's participation in performance measurement. Let's look at a few of the most common reasons and see how compelling they are. Reason number one, because you're supposed to. We've been told to have performance measures by our managers. The strategy office expects us to come up with some KPIs to go into the KPI column in the business plan. Everyone else seems to be measuring stuff, so we probably should too. Let's just get it done and over with as quickly as we can. What data do we have? Maybe we can throw a few KPIs together real quick. It's little wonder then that to many people, performance measurement always feels like another corporate hoop to jump through that takes up time they should be spending on their real work. Reason number two, to CYA, or in other words, cover your ass. Show you're doing lots of work, doing good things, getting heaps of stuff done. Then maybe managers will stop changing things on you all the time or stop putting pressure on you to work harder, work smarter, streamline this, re-engineer that. All you have to do is find a few measures that always have positive trends and show how well things are going. Measurement drives behavior, so where do you think people will prioritize their time and attention when they measure the things that are easy to improve? Reason number three, to manage staff performance. Everyone has some KPIs in their performance agreements and targets. That should make it a lot more objective to work out who's performing and who isn't. And so staff quickly adopt reason number two for measuring performance. What happens to overall company or organizational performance then? Reason number four is to negotiate for more resources. Demonstrate how worthwhile your outputs are, how capable your team is, how super things could be with more funding. No one likes having their budget cut. Think of all the cool projects that you won't get to do if you lose resources. It's funny though, when we give more resources to things that are working and deny resources to things that need help to be improved. Reason number five, to monitor strategy execution. Make sure that the strategic initiatives are being implemented as planned. We have 57 strategies and they all matter. We need to be sure we get them all done. Well, perhaps this is why so many organizations have so many of what I think is a completely useless type of performance measure, the milestone. But people will argue until they're blue in the face that reaching a milestone for a project or initiative means that performance must be better. Well, how so exactly? Reason number six, to achieve targets set by the strategy. Focus on how far current actual performance levels are from targeted performance levels and using cause analysis and process improvement techniques to find good ways to lift current performance levels until they hit the targets. When most people in a company or organization have this reason for measuring performance, I'd describe it as a continuous improvement or results-oriented culture. It could be a very energizing place to work. And reason seven, to continually improve capability to achieve the organization or company vision. Every performance measure has a line of sight to the results implied by the mission or vision. Targets are set to guide resource allocation, but innovation means the targets are often exceeded. Business experiments quickly identify the best ways to achieve or exceed targets. Organizational learning and systems thinking ensures people are focused on the most elegant ways to improve performance. Imagine turning up to work each day knowing that virtually everything you and your colleagues were going to do was verifiably contributing to making the world a better place. Reason eight, Well, who knows? I'm under no illusions that there are only 7 reasons people associate with measuring performance. Who knows how many there are, but I am interested in your personal reason for measuring performance. Let me know by commenting on the blog post for this practical tip at measureupblog.com. Now, if you want to take action on these ideas, here's my suggestion. It might be a good conversation to have with your colleagues. Why do you measure performance? What are your reasons? Why do you bother? What value comes from doing it? What value should come from doing it? How can your approach to performance measurement improve so it can better fulfill this purpose? Well, following on from some of those later reasons for measuring performance, we'll continue this idea about continuous improvement philosophy with our question from subscriber Andy. And Andy asks, when you get near to your goal, when do you stop? And do you stop measuring? Well, don't stop measuring just because you're near to your goal. If the target really matters, you want to keep measuring for a while after you've achieved it to make sure it wasn't a fluke and that the new performance level can sustain itself. Now, sometimes goals aren't fundamentally important to the mission or vision, and there can come a time when they're really not relevant anymore. A not-for-profit organization might have once had a strategy to master social networking to garner support for their cause and had some targets for numbers of Facebook friends and Twitter followers. But in time, they may have discovered it wasn't a good strategy to reach the right people who could support them, so just stopped pursuing those targets. In general, if the thing you're measuring is fundamentally important to the mission or vision of your organisational company, then even after you've achieved the goal, you'd keep measuring it and looking at it out of the corner of your eye in case performance starts falling back again. That can happen. You can achieve goal number one and turn your attention to goal number two, and in achieving goal number two, you inadvertently sabotage goal number one. Just think of the example where goal number one is about customer satisfaction and goal number two is about cost reduction. And one final thought, if a goal really is fundamentally important to the mission or vision of your organizational company, then setting and achieving just one target for it seems a little short-sighted. For our organizations to excel at what they exist to do, we need to continually improve the mission-critical areas of performance, and that means setting a more challenging target each time we achieve one. Well, finally, for this episode of the Measure Up podcast, I have 3 extra resources for you. They're about target setting and target setting in the context of continually improving performance. The first one is a previous podcast episode, episode number 16, in fact, called Reach for the Sky. And it is about setting sensible targets for your KPIs. It explores that question, does every performance measure need a target? And it also gives you a tip for how to display a target on your KPI graph. And no, it's not with a line. The second resource I have for you is an article called KPIs Should Make You Feel Uncomfortable. And in a sense, that article is about stretch targets. It's about using KPIs or performance measures to really push you outside your comfort zone so that you can get real improvement in performance. And the third resource is an article called Using Targets to Set Your Success Trajectory. And again, it's also about a type of stretch target or how to use stretch targets in a way that doesn't scare the living daylights out of people. Well, here we are at the end of our 26th episode. No, it's not. It's our 27th episode. Wow, where'd the time go? Well, thanks for joining me again. You can download these podcasts. You can also read the feature articles at themeasureupblog.com. And you can subscribe to this podcast for nice, convenient downloading at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.